two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Yes, last couple segments of the show means the NFL Roundup, and then our two-minute drill coming up. You don't want to miss any of it, so go ahead and download the podcast. Wherever podcasts are found, you can even download the KSL Sports app, all for what, Scott Mitchell?
For a big, fat $0.
Zero.
It's free.
Dollar. So I've got a couple things. So my son asked questions, and I go, I don't know, I'll ask Scott. So one of those questions was, did you, and I kind of knew the answer, but he was like, So the Jazz take a private jet. Did like the Lions or the Dolphins? Did you guys take all chartered jets? Because I remember in the 80s when I was a kid, we would periodically see NBA teams walking through Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Well, yeah, that's different then.
Right.
I think most teams in all sports have their own plane.
Yeah, now they do for sure.
The NFL, the teams don't have their actual own airplane. They just charter commercial, a Delta jet or something like that. I know the Jazz because they fly out of the same place that the Utah football team flies out of. And Utah, I think, has Alaskan Airways. And then the support staff actually flies on a different plane. So they take two planes. So we're actually on an actual chartered jet.
It's not like the Trump plane. It doesn't have Trump on the side. It doesn't say Utah on the side. It's just like
a nondescript
plane that is carrying the Utah football.
Well, it's Boyd Aviation.
Yes, it's Boyd Aviation. Is this Stanwix, baby? Can't go a night without having a Fletch quote. All right, so Scott. Oh, the other thing I was going to ask was, when you were in the hotel, did you have to check in using a fake name? I know you did.
Of course,
and I couldn't
remember
the name because I know it's weird. I want to know what the fake name is you checked in at the hotel is.
Leroy Gatewood.
Leroy Gatewood. Yeah. Now, have you used that in recent years? Do you still use it
periodically? From time to time, I've used it for different things.
Right.
And, of course, now that everybody knows because everyone listens to our show, I won't be able to use Leroy.
Change it.
But that's a significant departure from me,
yes.
Right? It's like Leroy Gatewood.
They can never just guess.
No.
Trying to guess a pin number.
And there were people that would try. I mean, there are people that would try, like, pranking. It's like Michael Jordan when the other basketball teams would come to Utah. They'd find out where the teams are and pull the alarm, wake them up early. I mean, they do, all the gamesmanship things that people do. And that's a real thing, and that actually does happen.
And that's why they stay in Park City, right? Just stay away.
Yeah, just to get away from
everybody else.
Yeah.
All right, so Leroy Gatewood. I would use it now, like if a guy goes, what's your Fresh Values, grocery number? You're like, what's your name? Leroy Gatewood. Oh, you got 40 points this month.
I guess if you go to Starbucks, you could have that put on your cup.
Leroy Gatewood.
Could I have a name, please?
Just the lavish lifestyle of an NFL quarterback. I just wanted to know more about it. All right. First up here on the on the roundup here, on the NFL roundup. Of course, we've talked a lot tonight about the schedules and things like that have come out. This one was a little bit wild because Penei Sewell lost all of last year. This is something you keep bringing up. You're like, I don't know if I would roll the dice on a guy that didn't play all of last year. Penei Sewell opted out for the University of Oregon. Didn't play, I guess that was his junior year, right? Didn't play his junior year. So he played 2 years in college. And now Penei Sewell has announced that he's missing Lions rookie camp because he's got COVID. Now, wild, right? I mean, that was the thing he was trying to avoid. But is this not a good start to a guy's career who, you know, we were hoping was going to have an amazing one?
I hope it's not. I know there was a time in my career that I actually missed a mini camp, and they thought I was lying. They thought I was actually trying to get out of it. And I ended up with pneumonia in the hospital, and I lost all this weight. I mean, it was really, really scary for me at the time. If I'm a guy like Penei Sewell, I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss, and it just sends a bad vibe anyways, that you're this young guy that's expected to be really a stalwart pillar on this team for a long time. I mean, to have that in the very beginning, I don't know, that would drive me crazy. And I know also my rookie year, I held out for 2 days.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I thought I was going to die, because I got to get over there, like, what am I doing here? And it didn't help me out or anything. And so I got my contract signed and after holding out, but if I'm a young player, I don't want to miss a minute of it.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously he doesn't want to miss it. I'm just saying it's not a good start. If you want to kind of rub shoulders with your new teammates, all that kind of stuff.
You wonder though, if he didn't sit out last year, if maybe he would have already gone through this. I guess that's the one thing that's gone through my mind. If you've kept yourself so isolated and protected from everything that, you kind of that herd immunity and maybe it's better to go out, like they say, let your kids eat dirt. They're healthier if they, they get dirty. Maybe Penei Sewell needs to eat a little dirt.
Teddy Bridgewater, I read this article. I want to get your thoughts on it, too, because I know that, sometimes you talk about practices. And once you get really, really good, you talk about the Bill Walsh offense or Bill Walsh teams, who they would kind of, hardly practice once they were really in the swing of things in the season. And you didn't want to go. They would have really fast practices, but they didn't have the full contact stuff.
Right.
Teddy Bridgewater ripped on his former team, the Carolina Panthers, their practices, didn't do enough 2-minute drill. Didn't have red zone practice like he was used to.
Was that
like a massive departure? I feel like team to team stuff would be pretty standard. I don't know. But I guess if you don't do those things, you throw off a team and maybe they're not ready for the next game. That seems weird are things you'd skip.
Two minute offense alone is the difference between winning 4 more games in a season.
Wow.
Can be that much of a difference, at least. I mean, think of all the how close games are in the NFL, and they're super close. I mean, it's staggering, actually, how close that most of the games end up being.
Yeah.
And it's the teams that manage those 2 minutes so efficiently. Every good team I was on, it was part of your normal practice. It wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't at a slow pace. And it was for both sides of the football, too. I mean, the defense needed to work on it as much as the offense did. In fact, that was one of the few times that we went against the one offense against the one defense was when we did the 2-minute drill. And the red zone, I mean, that's when you score. That's when you make your money. I was shocked. See, the thing that happened for me in my experience is I went to a really good team my first year, and they were smart about how they ran practice, how they structured practice. The things that they had in the offense, it was the absolute best system I was ever in my career. And so I saw how people are not really that smart. I mean, they're people that that are dumb, they don't look at, in the NFL, you have to cover all your bases and you have to work on all aspects of a game every week without fail. And if you don't, you're going to get it handed to you. You just are.
Obviously not a great season for Matt Rhule there. But, I thought it was going to be, when I read the thing, it says Rips Carolina's practice schedule, and I thought it was going to be like the old, remember, you know, the Jazz have been ripped for how much right. they practice, right? And
yes.
it's just like, hey, man, let us, it's a little bit of the Jazz way, right? It's like the Bill Belichick way of doing things. And, yeah, instead it was, we weren't prepared enough for these games. Hey, the Packers have signed Blake Bortles now that they have a little bit of a shortage of quarterbacks going on there, and they might have the big shortage of quarterbacks. I certainly hope that's not the case. But Blake Bortles has been signed to their roster. Adam Schefter reported that today. Thoughts on bringing in not just having Jordan Love, but Blake Bortles into the mix? That's got to fire things up there in Green Bay if you're Aaron Rodgers, right?
I don't know if it fires anything up. I mean, Blake Bortles, you know what? Okay. I mean, he's not. It's not. I mean, the only thing it rings in my head is this is just kind of hedging your bet if you're the Packers. We don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, but we can't be left standing. And at this point, we're going to find the best option we can. I don't think it's a great option for the Packers, but it's an option, and it's something that they probably have to do. They have not a clue, zero clue.
Right.
Who Jordan Love is. They don't know who that guy is. And the only way they'll find out who that guy is when he can. I mean, think about his rookie year, right? His rookie year was last year. And what did they see from him?
Nothing, because he was either injured and or
he was it was
never,
COVID.
And there was also this thing where it was like, oh, boy, we're trying to make our superstar happy. We're like trying to keep him separated. You felt like Jordan Love was not allowed to be around or something. It was a weird vibe.
I mean, I remember back when the Broncos did the same thing to John Elway, and they drafted Tommy Maddox in the first round out of UCLA. And Elway was like, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? Seriously. And it's a fair question for Aaron Rodgers. There's no question about it. But I don't, you know. If Aaron Rodgers gets traded, it's going to be right around the 1st of June. And maybe he's going to get traded. Who knows?
I actually would like to see it. I want to see what he does at another team.
It would be great.
To see what happens. I like to see when guys go other places and see what they do with it. And there's that little part of you that goes, huh, things aren't so rosy there in L.A., aren't they? Are they, buddy? The Raiders aren't as cool of an organization you thought, right? All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. 2 minute drill next, right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.